This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I would sure love it if you could rate and review this show. Just go do that. Send it to a friend or an enemy. You know, of course, the rating and the reviewing should happen on Apple Podcasts and maybe some other places. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, but click those 5 stars, baby. What else? Email dictionarypod@gmail.com. If you want to email me, you can go to Twitter or Instagram is @dictionarypod. Go over there, see what I post, comment, make other posts and tag me and send me a DM. My personal stuff is @speedjampar. Speaking of that, TikTok is also @speedjampar, and there are a handful of dictionary-related TikToks over there. I should probably do another one soon. And there's a Google Voice number if you want to call and leave a message, 917-727-5757. And what else? Merchandise. Don't you want to put the shirts, this podcast's logo on a shirt or a thing? You really do want that, so go do that. The link is in the show notes. There's also, this is on YouTube. I have some other videos on YouTube that you can watch. I think that's it. Every once in a while, maybe, I think it's every week, I put an ad at the end of the show. Patreon. If you are on Patreon, you are not going to hear the ads. There's only one a week at this moment. So that's a good reason to go to Patreon, in addition to getting episodes really early. But the ads are for some podcasts that my friends have. So go check out those podcasts. And maybe if you're a podcaster and you want to do an ad swap, we can do that. And maybe a guest spot, we can swap those. That would be fun. Let's do more of that. All right, I think it's time to talk about the words in this episode. Determined is the first word. DETERMINED. Adjective from 1513. 1. Having reached a decision firmly resolved, as in determined to be a pilot. This person really wanted to be a pilot, and so they finally reached the decision to go to classes and to learn to become a pilot. That would be kind of fun. 2. Showing determination, as in a determined effort. You're really, really trying. If you're doing a determined effort, you've got a lot of determination. You really want to get this thing done, or do it right, or do a good job, whatever it is. 2. Characterized by determination, as in, will deter all but the most determined thief. And that is a quote from Security World. Must be some sort of publication, because it's in italics. and it's also called Security World. So what are they talking about? A safe, a security system, or something? Maybe there's an alarm, a light, something's going to go off, and everybody else is going to be, they're going to go away. They're going to be deterred to go away, but the people, the thieves, who are really, really determined, they will not be deterred. We talked about the word deter. Yep. You know, it's like, I don't want to do that. I'm deterred. I'm going to go away. I'm going to go to another place that doesn't have such a security system. But I think this must be, it must be related. I mean, it's talking about frightening, but yeah, I do think that deter and determine, you know, they start with the same first letters, so I think that they would be related somehow. They must be. Okay, find my place again. Determinedly, or determinedly, that is an adverb, and determinedness. Determinedness. That is very hard to say, because you have an N sound before and after the T, the D. Determinedness. That's a noun. Okay, sound effect time. What are we going to do? We're going to do... The next word is determiner. It's spelled determiner. Determiner. Noun from circa 1530. One that determines. As A, the synonym is the word gene, which we saw in the previous episode. A thing that determines how your body is going to go. It is a determiner, or also a determinant. B for determiner. A word, as an article, possessive, demonstrative, or quantifier, that makes specific the denotation of a noun phrase. So this word makes specific the denotation of a noun phrase. What is a noun phrase? It's a phrase with a noun? I'm sure it's not that complicated, but it just doesn't track in my brain. So it'd be great if they put an example of what a sentence might be like, or the word, the specific word. But it's an article, so I think the is an article. That determines a thing. Possessive, that determines who owns the thing. Demonstrative, that determines how the thing is used or something. And then quantifier, so what is that like? There's five apples. Five would be the quantifier. That might not be exactly correct. That's literally about quantity. No, it doesn't quantify. I can't really think of an example. But I think that's close enough. The next word. Determinism. Noun from 1846. 1A. A theory or doctrine that acts of the will, occurrences in nature, or social or psychological phenomena are casually determined by preceding events or natural laws. And I don't know if I read that wrong or if it's just worded weird. A theory or doctrine that acts of the will. Okay, so it's a theory or doctrine. And there are some things, which I will reread in a moment. There are these things that are casually determined by events that happened before them, or just natural laws also determine them. So what are these things? Acts of the will. So I choose to do a thing, and that will determine the outcome. There are occurrences in nature. So that's so many things. A tornado is occurrence in nature. That will determine the future of the land that the tornado went through. Or social or psychological phenomena. So just some things that happen in the brain, they determine, are casually determined. Oh, so is this the opposite, that those are determined? Well, either way, it still kind of works. That those acts of the will, you choose to do a thing because of what happened before, occurrences in nature, like a tornado, that happened because of something that happened before. Or the social or psychological phenomena, those are things that happened before, things that affected people's psychology. So yeah, this makes sense to me. Determinism, because I have seen so many examples of, and you can't really deny it, cause and effect. There's a thing that happens, and then another thing happens. And this can infinitely go in both directions. The cause of a thing is also probably the effect of a previous cause, which is the effect of a previous cause, which is the effect of a previous cause, and vice versa. The effect of the cause could be the cause of the next effect, which could be the cause of the next effect. So yeah, determinism. This makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe it does to you too. When I do a thing, another thing happens. I don't know, maybe there's more to it. Maybe we should put a link in the show notes. 1B. A belief in predestination. And that means that everything is predetermined. I think that there is something behind that. I believe that there might be some scientific evidence that talks about that, especially some quantum stuff, which is hard to understand. But yeah, it's a fascinating topic. Number two, the quality or state of being determined. Determinist is a noun or adjective, probably one who believes in predestination or just the stuff about things being determined. Deterministic is an adjective, and deterministically is an adverb. The next word, deterrence, 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 yeah, noun from 1861, the act or process of deterring. We talked about that briefly, was it this episode or the previous one? To deter is to turn aside, discourage, prevent from acting, inhibiting. So deterrence is the act or process of deterring, as A, the inhibition of criminal behavior by fear, especially by punishment. Scared straight. Maybe you put the fear of God. You really, really scare somebody that if they're going to keep on going down this criminal path, that maybe something real bad might happen to them, like, oh, I don't know, jail and other bad things. And so by using fear, you are deterring them from what they're doing. And that is deterrence. B, the maintenance of military power for the purpose of discouraging attack. So you're like, hey, I got a big military. That makes you afraid. Don't come over here. The next word, deterrent. Adjective from 1829. One, serving to deter, as in a deterrent effect. The military power has a deterrent effect. Two, relating to deterrence, as in a deterrent view of punishment. So I guess that means that your view of punishment is to scare the pants out of somebody, and that's how you punish them. Deterrent is a noun. Deterrently is an adverb. And that's it for that. And all of this fear stuff makes sense because the word deter is from terre, which means to frighten, and there's more at the word terror. So it's all about being scared. The next word, detersive, or detersive. Adjective from 1586, this synonym is detergent. And that's just, it's just a cleaning agent, is that what it is, a detersive? Detersive is also a noun. So this says that it is from the Latin verb detergere, which I'm trying to see. Detergent doesn't actually have etymology, but deterge does. So that's from detergere, which is the same as this one, and that means to deterge. Now, but this one, wait a minute. I think they just didn't put all the information to deterge, but tergere means to wipe, so deterge must be to cleanse, because that's what deterge means. I don't think it's a word that gets used much these days. Next. Detest. This is a transitive verb from circa 1535. 1. To feel intense and often violent antipathy toward. The synonym is loathe. I am antipathetic, antipathic in a violent way. I just detest, I hate, I just feel so nasty, gross about whatever this is that we're talking.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Talking about loathe, I loathe it. Is there anything I detest? Yeah, I detest closed-mindedness and hatred. I hate hatred. Number 2 is obsolete. The synonyms are curse and denounce. Another synonym, which I guess is not obsolete, is the word hate. Yep, that's not obsolete. Curse and denounce. Those are obsolete. I denounce the thing that I detest. Detester is a noun. The etymology, it is from the Latin detestari, which literally means to curse while calling a deity to witness. So you're calling a god to witness something, to witness what you're about to do, to be a witness in a trial, but you're also cursing. I'm not sure what this means. It's also from de plus testari, which means to call to witness. So you call to witness, testify, you know, test, that makes sense. But I guess if you put the DE in the front, you are cursing while you are calling specifically a deity to witness. There's more at the word testament. That's an interesting word. And the number 2 is obsolete, and curse is in there, so that makes sense. But then how did it become loathing? Loathing and hating. I guess if you curse something, you loathe it, more than likely. The next word. Detestable. Adjective from the 15th century. Arousing or meriting intense dislike. Synonym is abominable. It's a thing. People don't like it. It's detestable. It's very easy to be detested because it is detestable. I don't think the abominable snowman is detestable. It's just maybe big and stinky. Detestableness is a noun, And detestably is an adverb. The next word is detestation. Noun from the 15th century. 1. Extreme hatred or dislike. Synonyms are abhorrence and loathing. Detestation. I have such a detestation. Foreclosed-mindedness. Yeah, it is kind of funny that it's... Well, no, I guess not. Anyway, number 2. An object of hatred or contempt. So you can have detestation for a detestation. A thing can be a detestation if it is detested. Next word. Dethrone, or just dethrone. Transitive verb from 1609. To remove from a throne or place of power or prominence. As in, dethrone a king. Also as in, trying to dethrone the champion. Dethronement is a noun, and dethroner is also a noun. The champion is sitting on the metaphorical throne because they are the king or queen. They are the monarch. They are the one who's controlling all the stuff. They're the best. Everybody loves them because they are the champion. They are the champion. Dethrone all the champions. And yeah, this one's pretty obvious. They sit on a throne, and then you take them off the throne. Unthrone, I think, would be another fun word. The next word is detick. Yeah, like a tick that bites you and sucks your blood and gets in your skin. D-E-T-I-C-K. Transitive verb from 1925. To remove ticks from. And deticker is a noun. Don't think I have ever needed a deticker because I don't think I've ever had ticks on me. So no deticking for me. I hope your ticker is good, because if not, we might have to deticker you and replace your ticker with another ticker. The next word. Detinue. Detinue. D-E-T-I-N-U-E. Noun from the 15th century. 1. A common law action for the recovery of a personal chattel wrongfully detained or of its value. For the recovery of a personal chattel, is that just like stuff you got? Personal chattel wrongfully detained. So what if are the police detaining this personal chattel, and if they did it in a wrongful way, then you can take your common law action against them, and it's a debt in you? Number 2, detention of something due, especially the unlawful detention of a personal chattel from another. I don't know. I guess if you're a neighbor and you borrow a bunch of stuff from your neighbor, like Homer's borrowing a bunch of stuff from Ned and never returns it, and so would that be unlawful detention? He's put it in detention is in his own garage, but it belongs in Flanders's garage. So that is a debt in you? Maybe? Not sure. This is from Anglo-French. Detenu, which means detention. From, let's see, what is this? Anglo-French, the verb detenir, which means to detain. So it's just about holding stuff, maybe in a wrongful way. Next. D-E-T-N, abbreviation for 1, detention, 2, determination. Next. Detonable. Detonable. Adjective from 1884. Capable of being detonated. Detonability is a noun. If you change the letter, it would be the detonability. Is that when you... How can the nobility be blown up? be detonated specifically. What? I think many things are detonable if you put some C4 explosive thing on it. We have one more word for this episode. Detonate. Detonate. D-E-T-O-N-A-T-E. Verb from 1729, starting with intransitive. To explode with sudden violence. Detonate. That's a detonate. That's explode with sudden violence. I was just watching earlier today a video from the Slow Mo guys on YouTube. One of the few YouTube channels that I actually will watch their videos fairly soon after they are posted. And they have lots and lots of detonations. Now we're already on transitive, number one. To cause, to detonate, as in detonate a bomb. It says compare to the word deflagrate. Deflagrate. I guess it's, would that be similar or opposite? I don't remember. I read it. I can't remember. Let's see. Deflagrate is a great word. Deflagrate, we're gonna find it in this book. Okay, deflagrate. Burning down. Yeah, it says compared to detonate one. To cause to deflagrate is deflagrate. But that's not helpful. To burn rapidly with intense heat and sparks being given off. Oh, yes, I remember. I think I talked about the Bob's Burgers movie. So, yeah. They're definitely related. Two. To set off in a burst of activity. The synonym is spark, as in programs that detonated controversies. These programs, they started off lots of activity. They were like the catalyst that made all this controversy start, or controversy. Detonatable. Now, wait a minute. Detonatable, that's different than detonable. That was our the previous word, detonable. But then here's this word, detonatable. That is an adjective. And detonative. Detonative is also an adjective. The words that we had today, they were in this episode. I will read them to you. Determined. Determiner. Determinism. Deterrence. Deterrent. Detersive. Detest. Detestable. Detestation. Dethrone. Detic. Detinue. D-E-T-N. Detonable. And detonate. I think I'm going to have to pick determinism as the word of the episode, just because I feel like I have, I've gotten to a place where this is just about what I believe. I still waver on this. You know, there's two sides to this, sort of. They're related, but there's the theory or doctrine that acts as the will, occurrences, nature, or social, or psychological phenomena are causally. I think I said casually before. No, that's not the word. Causally. There's a cause. Causally determined by preceding events or natural laws. This makes sense because it's just a fact. There's a cause and effect. We talked about that. But then there's also the belief in predestination, which I do think I believe, but I don't know if I want to believe it, or I don't know. I mean, you know, there's just proof both sides. Anyway, I don't need to talk about a whole lot, but I do find it fascinating. And overall, I guess I am a determinist, maybe. Determinism is really complicated, but it's really not complicated because when... Oh, I don't... Why do... Oh, these are terrible songs, bad songs. Let's start a new song. Should we do that? Okay. Determinism, determinism. It's when a thing happens and then another thing happens. It's determinism. That is going to be the end of the episode, but real quick, I will say that I had an amazing, amazing experience at the Music Box a few nights ago. Two nights ago, Sharon and I went to see Clerks 3. Kevin Smith was on a tour, touring this movie around in theaters around the country. And, oh, just, okay, I'll try and be quick about this, but it was just a really incredible night. To be real brief about this, we were able to get in a small group of people before the movie started with him. We had to join his club. It's like a Patreon thing. Speaking of, you should join my Patreon. The link is in the show notes. And you had to join the thing, and then he recorded a video for one of his podcasts, and we were in it, and I was literally inches away from him. I was standing next to him, and then a few of us got to stay back real quick and got to talk to him briefly, get a picture, get an autograph. We had a couple of gifts for him because he's vegan. We had a couple of vegan things for him, and we talked about the movie that we were producing. And like, oh my God, he's such a nice man and funny. And then we watched the movie, and it's just wonderful. Clerks 3, never saw Clerks 2. Don't know how that happened, but I got to watch Clerks 2. But Clerks 3 is great. Very, very personal movie for him, like a lot of his movies. And then he did a Q&A, which probably lasted 2 hours. And I just loved everything he said and how nice of a person he is. And much, much respect. I already liked him, but goddamn, I like him even more now. Maybe I would love to get him on the podcast for the word director, which is actually not that far from now. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'll see what I can do. Probably won't happen. Anyway, we got to end this episode. Thank you very much for listening to this. Go tell your friends, tell all the people you know, post about it, do all those things. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.